Fed Chair Ben Bernanke spoke, and he had some interesting comments. He doesn't think that the U.S. economy will reach a 3% GDP. He also was pretty defensive over his actions he took during his years in the Fed Chair. He's been under a lot of criticism regarding the Fed's $4 trillion quantitative easing experiment while he was in charge. He said how well it was worked out. But I think it may be a bit premature because we have to wait to see the underwinding of the balance sheet. Like the old saying, if you jump out a 100-story building for the first 90 stories, it may feel like you're flying. The Fed statement was non-eventful. They left rates unchanged and made zero changes to their balance sheet, as expected, meaning that they will continue to reinvest in mortgage bonds, which would keep mortgage interest rates lower. They did not mention any further detail on their plan to lower their balance sheet. The Fed said that the economy activity slowed and their decline in the inflation in March, but they believe that these two issues to be transitory and they will come back. So they also said that there are expected future conditions to warrant a rate hike. Now, I think the Fed will likely hike rates in June and possibly September with fulfilled the three hikes that they planned on the year. They also leave one more meeting at the end of the year in December where they could then start to address their balance sheet and either cut off the reinvestments completely or taper them down slowly. Now, the housing news from CoreLogic was released and reported that home prices rose 1.6% in March and 7.1% year over year. This was an improvement for last month's 7% and shows that the housing continues to accelerate. CoreLogic also forecasts that home prices will rise by 4.9% in the year going forward, and they usually are a little bit conservative on the conservative side. Personal income and spending was released as well, showing that the incomes rose by 0.3% in March while spending was flat. Incomes and spending were both slightly below estimates. Private sector incomes were up 5.9% year over year, which is a near multi-year heights. Also within the report was the Fed's favored measured inflation. Personal consumer, the PCE, the headline figure decreased from 2.1 to 1.8. The core rate, which stripes out food and energy prices and is the main focus of the Fed, dropped from 1.8 to 1.6. Both of these figures were a bit of a surprise, but a pullback was expected from the heights levels in 5 years. The ADP report showed that there were 177 jobs created in the private sector in April, which was slightly above expectations of 170,000. Last month figure was revised by a lower of 8,000 from 263,000 to 255,000, but still remain very strong. Now, when looking deeper into the report, I saw another big gain in the service sector as they grew by 165,000. Manufacturing was strong, posting gains of 11,000, while construction lost 2,000. Businesses with 50 to 499 employees led job creations with 78,000 positions, while companies with fewer than 50 workers added 61,000, and a large business contributed 38,000. Expectations for the jobs reports are still around 185,000. Now, initial job claims, which measure individual filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, was reported at 238,000 for last year. That represented a decrease of 19,000 from the previous reports, which was unrevised to 257,000. So job report strategy, last month numbers, 98,000 new jobs at 4.5 unemployment rate. Market expectations, 185,000 new jobs, 4.6 unemployment rate. That is the Money Chat. And coming up next in the Money, our home inspections after a wet winter woes. Keith Medley and Brian Walker with final phase inspections right here in 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.